Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning, as you have heard with our children, is the gospel lesson as Trey has read. And this day, dear friends, we see Jesus walking on the water. We see Jesus, helper of the helpless. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, last Sunday, we heard of the compassion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This morning, we also hear about our Lord and Savior, our helper, the one, who is the helper of the helpless. So today's text clearly shows all of us, clearly shows us that Jesus is the rescuer of doubting. He is the rescuer of the fearful. He is the rescuer of lost mankind. Jesus is truly the helper of the helpless. St. Paul writes to a young pastor. His name is Timothy. And Paul writes, "Godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe." God is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. And that is clearly shown to us this morning. It is clearly shown to us this morning that Jesus is the Savior and helper of all mankind. Scripture tells us that God makes His Son rise upon the evil and upon the good, and that He also sends rain to the just and the unjust. Just as God feeds the birds of the air and the animals of the field, so He feeds all human beings, whether they are believers or unbelievers. Last week in the reading of the Holy Gospel, you heard clearly that Jesus fed 5,000 plus there by the Lake of Galilee. When evening came, the people had nowhere to go to buy food, and the disciples had nothing to give to them, but Jesus could, and Jesus did. He fed both the unbeliever and the believer. You may also recall, dear friends, that in the Gospel according to St. John, which happened at the same time there in the 6th chapter, many of these people whom Jesus fed, they ultimately turned and walked away from Him. They were unbelievers. Jesus is the Savior and helper of all men's souls. Not only does He feed us physically, but Jesus certainly feeds us spiritually. In the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter, Jesus says, He began to speak to them about the kingdom of God and curing those who had need of healing. It is Jesus who cures and heals the soul. It is Jesus who saves the soul. Before Jesus feeds the stomach, He certainly feeds the soul. The kingdom of God is about the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. It's not about earthly things, but about heavenly things. Mark tells us, as Jesus saw this crowd, that He felt compassion for them, as we heard last week. He had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and He began to teach them many things. He truly came to seek and to save the lost. Yet again, the following day, as I remind you once again there from the Gospel according to St. John, The following day, many people who heard, rather they turned their back on Jesus and they walked away. Even in their sin, Jesus sees and he foresees their danger. The 5,000 men plus who were there by the Sea of Galilee, they wanted Jesus to be their king, their earthly king, their earthly Messiah, their bread king. Very likely his disciples were also tempted, and we know that some of them were, for also some of them believed that Jesus would be their king and that he would overthrow the Romans. And that's why Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and leave to go to the western side of the Sea of Galilee. So Jesus dismisses the crowd, and then what does Jesus do? He goes up onto the mountain, and there he prays. He prays for his disciples, undoubtedly. He prays for the people, of course. And yes, he prays for himself. As Jesus is praying, in the middle of the night, a severe storm arises on the Lake of Galilee. This is not uncommon. It happens quite often. But there is a purpose. There is a purpose, dear ones, in this storm, just as there is purpose in the storms of today. Since it is Jesus who allowed his disciples to struggle against the battering waves, Jesus allowed the storm to toss and to turn them, to batter them, to test their faith, so that they would cry out to him. Jesus foresaw this. Jesus knew that his disciples had weak faith. So during the fourth watch of the night, which is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., somewhere in those 3 hours, Jesus comes to them. Jesus is walking on the water. And when they saw this figure walking towards them, they thought they were seeing a ghost. That's something that's prominent in our society also today, this idea of ghost. Dear ones, let me tell you the truth. There is no such thing as a ghost. Well, Pastor, how can you say that? I didn't say it. Jesus clearly tells us, Luke chapter 16, that when a dear one dies, their soul, who is a believer, goes to Jesus. It goes to paradise. That has happened this morning. A dear soul has gone to paradise. But when the soul of the unbeliever dies, that soul goes to the place of the unseen. It goes to Hades. You see, there's no middle ground. There's no walking about on the earth looking for a dismembered body or a disembodied body. No, when a person dies, either they go into the joys of paradise or they go into the torment of Hades. There's no middle ground. There are no ghosts. So Jesus comes. And Jesus comes to rescue. Yes, we can easily understand the fears of the disciples. We have the same fears quite often in our lives. When danger threatens us, and when we are surrounded by these things that we don't understand, sometimes we are tempted to turn our back and walk away from Jesus. Yet Jesus still comes to us, still walking on the water, still in his word, still in body and blood, still in the waters of holy baptism. And he comes into our lives, reaching out to us, and he tells us, "You will find rest for your soul. Be still, you will find rest for your soul." Jesus comes to his disciples as he comes to his disciples, to his dear children this morning. And Jesus says the same thing that he said to them, he says to you. Take heart. Be of good cheer. Be comforted. Don't be afraid. We will do well, dear ones, to also hear those words of Jesus and to take them to heart. To be of good cheer. To not be afraid. Jesus comes to you. He comes to you in water and the word, just as he did to his disciples. And when he comes in water and word, Jesus saves you. in His salvation. You are comforted and strengthened in the fact, and you know this for sure, that Jesus is always with you. He will never leave or forsake you. As He continually comes to you, dear ones, He strengthens your faith by gently telling you, "It is I." Just as He spoke to His disciples there on the Lake of Galilee, "It is I." Jesus clearly identifies Himself. He speaks His holy name, Yahweh, for it is the I that in the Greek is ego I me, that is Yahweh, the holy name, the very same name that He spoke to Moses there from the burning bush. He speaks to His disciples there in the boat, and He speaks the same name to you today. It is I. I am your Lord, and I am your Savior. Take heart. Be of good courage. Do not be afraid. But Peter wants to get out of the boat. Peter sees that it's Jesus, and he wants to get out of the boat. He thinks that he could walk to Jesus, so therefore Jesus invites him. Did you notice that? Jesus actually invites Peter to get out of the boat and to come to him. So he does. And here's Peter, a mortal man, just like you and me, walking on the water. And that's why I have this picture here, and that's why a dear friend gave me this picture. It reminds me that I cannot walk on the water, especially when I take my eyes and my trust away from Jesus. I will surely sink, and so won't you. But this picture also reminds us that there is only one who can walk on the water, and there is only one who comes to us and proclaims to us, "It is I." Jesus takes hold of Peter's hand as Peter is quickly slipping below the waves. Notice that it is Jesus who reaches out to him as Peter cries out, "Lord, save me!" What a beautiful prayer. A beautiful three-word prayer. Lord, save me. The same prayer that many of you could cry out today. Lord, save me. And when you do that, he does reach down and he takes hold of you. It is Jesus who reaches out and takes hold of Peter's hand. It is Jesus who reaches out now and takes hold of you and pulls you close to his heart. And he tells you, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Yes, why do you doubt him? Why do you worry so much? It is Jesus who is holding on to you. It is Jesus who has rescued you. It is Jesus who has saved all mankind as he reached out his arms here on the cross. As you see here, he reaches out and he proclaims that all your sin is forgiven. Do not be afraid. Take heart. It is I. My dear friends, in this world of sin and deception, you'll be tempted to believe that Jesus is less than who he truly is. After so much time now at your Savior's feet, the disciples, even then, they were tempted to not trust Jesus and to turn their back and to walk away from him. And it's the same way today. Wrong ideas about Jesus abound today. He's not God. He's just a holy man. He's a man of peace. He was a good teacher. Jesus, he's just a figment of your imagination. He never really existed. There will be times, maybe even today, when you will wonder if Jesus is really there, watching over you, being at your side. Once again, dear ones, let me reassure you, once again, though you may be battered and though you may be bruised by the waves of this world, Jesus will not change and he will not waver. He will continually reach out to you and he will continually proclaim to you, "It is I. Take heart. Be of good courage." So finally, as each of you walk by faith, you'll look at situations around you, even today, and you may worry and you may be afraid. But dear one, be convinced. Be convinced that even though you may be dashed by the waves, you will never crash because He is there with you and He will calm your soul. He will announce to you, be still. Be still and know that it is I who is with you. Do not be afraid. As certainly as He reached out to Peter and pulled him from the waves, He reaches out to you today by saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid, for I have come. I have come to seek and to save the lost. I have come to overcome the world. And I have overcome the world for you, for each and every one of you. Therefore, your Lord announces today, take heart, be of good courage, for He Himself is with you. He will never leave or abandon you. And He announces that all your sin, each and every one of your sins, is forgiven. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.